global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Catherine Cowdery, and Bloomberg Taking Stock is brought to you by Brown University, where the new Executive Master in Cybersecurity prepares leaders in law, technology, and business to face tomorrow's greatest threats. The Brown University Executive Master in Cybersecurity, strategy is the best security. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day. Now over to the First Word Breaking News Desk for today's afternoon call with Bill Maloney. Bill?
Good afternoon, Catherine. Dow and S&P 500 are under pressure today, with the Dow currently lower by 110 points, S&P's down 11, and the NASDAQ is lower by 2. The small cap 600 is down 5 points, and the 10-year yield at 1.87%. 9 out of 10 S&P sectors are lower, led by losses in telecom, utilities, and consumer staples. Only healthcare gained. In deal news, Blackstone said away buyout of Concordia Healthcare. Dow Transports dropped 96, Nasdaq Biotechs gained 68, and the VIX is higher by 4%. Dow leaders to the downside included Travelers, Verizon, and McDonald's. Leaders included IBM, American Express, and Nike. United Continental plunged as much as 12%. That's the most since 2010 after its earnings. Travelers fell 5.6%. That's the most since August, while Under Armour gained 7%. After its results, some of the names pointing out to the bell tonight include Google, Starbucks, Visa, Schlumberger, and Microsoft. Live from the First Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Catherine?
Thank you, Bill. And to hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg, type SQUAK on your terminal. West Texas Intermediate crude oil is down 71 cents a barrel at $43.47. Spot gold down $4.60 the ounce at $12.49.80. And the 10-year Treasury is down 6/32 with a yield of 1.86%. And that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
Using light to kill a broad range of bacteria in places where bleach don't reach, Pim.
Yes, I was going to say cleaning technology is changing the way we view the concept of being clean. For example, purifying water, treating illnesses, or disinfecting surfaces anytime, anywhere. A company called Ravio, it has a patent-protected UV LED technology that its chief executive, Dr. Bob Walker, is going to tell us about right now. Bob Walker, thank you very much for being here. You're based in Hayward, California. Tell us about Ravio and this new patented technology.
Well, thank you very much for having me here. Ravio is an advanced health and hygiene company that's creating new markets and fostering a new cleaning solution to meet soaring global demand for people to have safer water, environments, and avoid some of the risks of like superbugs in hospitals and things like that.
So tell us a little bit more about how this works. You have patent protected UV LED technology, originally developed at Boston University. You yourself went to Caltech.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a scientist through and through. How did this all come together? How does it work?
So UV has been long established for more than 100 years to kill
ultraviolet
germs.
Light.
Ultraviolet light, yes. Ultraviolet light's been in use for more than 100 years to kill bacteria, germs, viruses, basically any kind of pathogen. The water here in New York City, the municipal water here, is actually treated by UV before it gets to your to your home. What we enable is the ability to do that at the point of use. So put that into the hands of the consumers so they can treat the water in their own lives.
Is this a device? Do you actually make a piece of hardware that then does this? Can you describe the different pieces? Because you've got dyes, you've got chips. What actually goes into this?
The core technology is around the UV LED emitter itself, which is a semiconductor-based device that follows kind of the Moore's Law sorts of rules, where as you get increasing scale, you bring pricing down. But what we actually do is incorporate that into actual systems. For instance, in a hospital, to disinfect iPad or iPhone touchscreen that doctors and nurses might be touching and getting their bugs, you know, keeping the superbugs on the screen so they take them from patient to patient, or incorporating it into, say, a UV LED water bottle, where in markets like China, for students or people that go to restaurants, they could put water in the water bottle, push a button, 30 seconds later, the water's safe to drink, and they can have the peace of mind of knowing they're not going to get sick from their water.
Yeah, and of course, going to the hospital and getting a bacteria or something that kills you is very real, even in a developed country like the United States. Mm-hmm. So making clean water for places that, like Africa or parts of the world that are poor, this is something that could be so powerful for them. Let's say, bottom line, how much money will you make in countries like that? Where's your hottest market?
Well, I think our hottest markets are places where the problems are most severe. So it ranges everywhere from, for instance, you mentioned healthcare in the U.S. 2 million people pick up bugs in hospitals every year. Almost 100,000 Americans die every year from these infections. Places with rising middle classes like China and India, unclean water, unclean air, infectious diseases like SARS or MERS or Ebola are concerns, and where the government can't keep up with the infrastructure to deliver safe environments to people. And then, as you mentioned, in Africa, we're working with partners in countries like Tanzania to get UV water pitchers into the hands of villagers, because this is a low-voltage technology. It's compact. It's robust. It doesn't break. You can have a solar-powered UV water pitcher that disinfects a few liters of water in just a couple minutes, so your kids aren't going to die. And 3.4 million people die every year around the world from polluted water, significantly children, and in, you know, areas like India, Africa, and Nepal.
Is this an app that you can have on your iPhone or your Android device?
It's actually building connected devices, because it's an electronic device, is something that we enable. So this can be seamlessly integrated with like Bluetooth and things like that. So you could, for instance, not only disinfect the water, but measure the water quality and compare it to other users.
From your phone? Water,
on your phone, yes. So a water bottle that would measure the water quality, be connected to an app on your phone, let you know that, you know, the water is not only disinfected but also clean.
Dr. Bob Walker, wow, you bring so much together. He's a venture capitalist, PhD in physics from Caltech, and he is the CEO of Ravio. They're using UV LED technology to clean surfaces, for example, in hospitals, provide clean water for some of the world's poorest people, and making money along the way. This is Bloomberg Radio.
Bloomberg Taking Stock is brought to you by New York Community Bank and New York Commercial Bank, the NYCB family of banks. Bank with confidence anywhere you see the NYCB logo. Visit nycbfamily.com.